今天的题目是虚空的生命传道书。
Our topic today is a life of vanity from Ecclesiastes.
传道书第九章第一节到第十八节。
Ecclesiastes 9:1-18.
我请秀清姐妹来读 这段经文。
秀清 will come and read it.
那只是读中文，如果你看英文的一起跟着看。
We'll only read in Chinese. If you're reading in English, just follow along.
临到众人的事都是一样，我将这一切事放在心上，详细考究，就知道义人和智慧人，并他们的作为都在神手里，在神手中，或是爱，或是恨，都在他们的前面。人不能知道，凡临到众人的事都是一样，义人和恶人都遭遇一样的事，好人、洁净人和不洁净人，献祭的与不献祭的也是一样，好人如何，罪人也如何，起誓的如何，怕起誓的也如何。在日光之下所行的一切事上有一件祸患，就是众人所遭遇的都是一样，并且世人的心充满了恶，活着的时候心里狂妄，后来就归死人那里去了，与一切活人相连的那人还有指望，因为活着的狗比死了的狮子更强，活着的人知道必死，死了的人毫无所知，也不再得赏赐，他们的名无人纪念，他们的爱，他们的恨，他们的嫉妒早都消灭了。在日光之下所行的一切事上，他们永不再有份了。你只管去欢欢喜喜吃你的饭，心中快乐喝你的酒，因为神已经悦纳你的作为。你的衣服他们时常洁白，从头你头上也不要缺少膏油，在你一生虚空的年日，就是神赐你在日光之下虚空的年日，当同你所爱的妻快活度日，因为那是你生前在日光之下劳碌的事上所得的份。凡你手所当做的事，要尽力去做，因为你所去必去的阴间，没有工作，没有磨算，没有知识，也没有智慧。我又转念见日光之下，快跑的未必能赢，力战的未必得胜，智慧的未必得粮食，明哲的未必得资财，灵巧的未必得喜悦。所临到众人的是在乎当时的机会，原来人也不知道自己的定期。鱼被恶网牵住，鸟被网罗捉住，祸患忽然临到的时候，世人陷在其中也是如此。智慧胜过愚昧，我见 日光之下有一样智慧，据我看乃是广大，就是有一小城，其中的人数稀少，有大君王来攻击，修筑营垒，将城围困。城中有一个贫穷的智慧人，他用智慧救了那城，却没有人纪念那穷人。我就说智慧胜过勇力，然而那贫穷人的智慧被人藐视，他的话也无人听从。宁可在安静之中听智慧人的言语，不听掌管愚昧人的喊声。智慧胜过打仗的兵器，但一个罪人能败坏许多善事。赞美主。
我在1992年的时候，我的岳父患了这个肝癌。
In 1992, my father-in-law got liver cancer.
我在医院治疗的时候，师母跟他传福音。
When he was in the hospital receiving treatment, my wife shared the gospel with him.
那么后来他接受了耶稣成为他的救主。
And later he accepted Jesus as his savior.
那么在还没有被诊断患上这个肝癌之前
，Before he was diagnosed with liver cancer，
那么有一个晚上我跟他聊天
，One evening I was chatting with him。
那么他说了一句话，到今天仍然浮现在我的脑海里。
He said something that still sticks in my brain today。
那么他说生命很迷茫。
He said that life is very confusing。
那么这句话让我体会到一个人的生命好像一只船漂流在大海中。
And this sentence that he said made me realize that life is like a boat floating on the ocean.
失去了方向，看不到这个陆地。
It's lost its direction and it can't see which direction land is in.
那我的岳父感到生命的迷茫。
My father-in-law felt the confusion in, of life.
可能是因为他来到这个人生的尽头。
That may be because he had come to the end of his life.
当时他已经八十多岁了。
At that time, he was over 80 years old.
还没有找到人生真正的意义。
And he still hadn't found the true meaning of life.
那么在雅各书第四章第十三节到第十四节说，
It says in James chapter 4 verses 13 to 14.
Hi, 你们有话说，今天明天我们要往某城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。
Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit.
而其实明天如何，你们还不知道。
Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow.
你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away.
那雅各以这个云雾来描述我们生命的短暂和不肯定。
James uses the vapor to describe the uncertainty and shortness of our lives.
那么其实明天发生什么事情，没有人知道。
Actually, no one knows what will happen tomorrow.
那么，但是很肯定的，我们的生命好像云雾一样。
But it's certain that our lives are like a vapor.
啊，出现少时不久就不见了。
It appears for a short time and then vanishes away.
那么，雅各以这个云雾来形容我们生命的短暂。
James uses this vapor to describe our lives' shortness.
啊，说明有一天我们的生命会结束。
And it means that one day our lives will end.
今天早上我们所看那段经文，《传道书》第九章第一节到第十八节，谈到一个虚空的生命。
Today the verses we're looking at, Ecclesiastes 9, 1 to 18, talk about a life of vanity.
那我们可以把这段经文分成三部分来看。
We can divide these verses into three parts.
所罗门王说一个虚空的生命第一是死亡的肯定。
King Solomon said the first part of a life of vanity is the certainty of death.
在我们人生的路程里面有很多事情我们不确定。
There are many things on the road of our lives that are not certain.
但是死亡是很肯定的。
But death is very certain.
在诗篇九十篇第十节大卫摩西说
In Psalm 90 verse 10 it says,
他说我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮可到八十岁，但其中所经花的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
As for the days of our life, they contain 70 years, or if due to strength, 80 years. Yet their pride is but labor and sorrow, for soon it is gone and we fly away.
那么生老病死是每一个人必须要面对的问题。
We all have to face birth, getting old, getting sick, and then dying.
然后一个人生下来之后
，After a person is born,
渐渐的成长
，He slowly grows,
成为一个年轻人
，Becomes a young person,
中年人
，A middle-aged person,
然后老年人
，And then an old man,
最后。都到同样的一个地方，也就是那个坟墓。
And then everyone in the end goes to the same place, which is the grave.
所以在这个人生的路程当中，所罗门王以不同的经历来 谈到这个问人生的问题。
So on the path of life, Solomon uses different life experiences to describe the problems of life.
他说，无论是义人、恶人、智慧人、好人或者坏人。
He said that no matter whether it's a righteous man, an evil man, a wise man, a good man, or a bad man.
他们必须要面对同样的事实。
They all must face the same fact.
这个事实就是在第三节所说。
This fact is what's mentioned in verse 3.
在日光之下所行的一切事上，有一件灾祸患，就是众人所遭遇的都是一样。
This is an evil in all that is done under the sun, that there is one fate for all men.
并且世人的心充满了恶。活着的时候心里在慌，后来就归死人那里去了。
Furthermore, the hearts of the sons of men are full of evil, and insanity is in their hearts throughout their lives. Afterwards, they go to the dead.
这节经文描述到每一个人所面对的这个问题。
This verse describes the problem that every person must face.
都是一样的。
It's all the same.
那个问题就是死亡。
And that problem is death.
那么传道书整本书基本有两个重点。
The whole book of Ecclesiastes has two main points.
第一个重点就是说，如果一个人没有神，他的生命是虚空的。
The first point is that if a person does not have God, his life is vanity.
第二个重点就是死亡会临到每一个人的身上。
And the second point is that death will come to every person.
那死亡不仅在今天的经文谈到。
Death is not only mentioned in today's verses.
也在传道书其他的地方都提到。
It's mentioned in many other places in Ecclesiastes.
比如说在第一章、第二章。
And chapter 1 verse 4.
第三章、第四章。
And chapters 3 and 4.
第五、第六章。
Chapters 5 and 6.
第八章、第十二章。
And chapter 8 and chapter 12.
都提到这个死亡的问题。
They all mention the problem of death.
然后圣经说，这个死亡是罪带来的后果。
The Bible says that death is the consequence of sin.
那么当亚当夏娃吃了神吩咐不可以吃的果子之后。
After Adam and Eve ate the fruit that God had ordered them not to eat.
因着这个缘故，这个死亡临到世上。
Because of this, death came to the world.
所以从那个时候开始，人必须要面对这个死亡的问题。
From that time on, mankind had to face death.
所以在新约圣经希伯来书第九章二十七节所说。
In the New Testament, Hebrews 9:27, it says.
他说：“按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。”
And inasmuch as it is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes judgment.
所以因着这个罪的缘故，死亡成为一个事实。
Because of sin, death became a fact.
是每一个人必须要面对的问题。
It's something that every person must face.
我们的身体一天比一天衰老。
Our bodies are getting weaker and weaker every day.
一年比一年不同。
They're different every year, year after year.
年轻的时候我没有白头发的。
When I was young, I did not have white hair.
也没有什么皱纹，现在还不多了。
And I didn't have any wrinkles. Right now, I still don't have too many.
年轻的时候，我记得我有白头发就把它拔掉。
When I was young, if I had a gray hair, I would just pull it out.
那今天我不能把它拔掉。
Today, I can't do that.
因为太多白头发了。
Because there are too many gray hairs.
那如果主允许的话。
If the Lord allows.
那么再过十年、二十年或者三十年，我必须要面对这个死亡的问题。
I may face death in 10 years, 20 years, maybe 30 years.
但是感谢主，这个肉体虽然渐渐的衰老。
But thanks be to God, even though this body is getting weaker and weaker.
最后会死去。
And in the end, it will die.
但是我知道，当主耶稣有一天再来的时候。
But I know that when Jesus comes again one day.
我将会从死里复活过来。
I will be resurrected from the dead.
死亡是一个事实来的。
Death is a fact.
是每一个人必须要面对的问题。
It's a problem that everyone must face.
啊，通常人不喜欢谈到这个死这个字。
A lot of times people don't like to say the word death.
啊，一个人死了，他说他去世了。
If a person dies, we say they passed away.
啊，华人会一些很好听的词句来形容一个人，一个死去的人。
Chinese people like to use words that sound better to describe a person who's died.
啊，比如说魂归天国。
For example, their soul went to the heavenly kingdom.
或者说已逝长辞。
Or they departed from the world forever.
所以死亡的临到是人必须要面对的。
So the coming of death is something that everyone must face.
啊，这个是一个不可以否认的一个事实。
This can't be denied.
我在乡村居住的时候。
When I lived in the countryside.
我记得有一位邻居。
There was a neighbor.
有个十多岁的孩子儿子。
She had a son who was about 10 years old.
因为交通意外去世了。
He died in a traffic accident.
啊，这位母亲她不能够接受这个事实。
The mother could not accept this.
那使到她哭得死去活来。
And she cried herself half to death.
因为太忧伤了，后来精神都崩溃了。
And because of her grief, she later had a nervous breakdown.
所以所罗门王在第九章第三节这么说。
So Solomon said in chapter 9 verse 3.
在日光之下所行的一切事上有一件祸患，就是众人所遭遇的都是一样。
This is an evil and all that is done under the sun, that there is one fate for all men.
啊，并且世人的心充满了恶，活着的时候心里在慌，后来又归死人那里去了。
Furthermore, the hearts of the sons of men are full of evil, and insanity is in their hearts throughout their lives. Afterwards, they go to the dead.
我们请注意这节经文，有一句是众人就是指每一个人。
We want to pay attention to the all men in this verse. All men means every person.
啊，包括有智慧的人、义人、恶人，每一个人都必须要面对这个死亡。
That means the wise, the righteous, evil, good people, everyone has to face death.
啊，一个不能够逃避的一个事实。
It is a fact that can't be escaped.
那么在人类过去的历史里面，
In past human history,
我们看到君王、政治人物，
We see princes and politicians.
很伟大的人物都离开这个世界。
Great people, they've all left this world.
那么古代历史里面有一位很伟大的人物叫做亚历山大。
In ancient history, there was a very famous person called Alexander the Great.
啊，他征服了整个欧洲，北非，甚至到印度。
He conquered all of Europe, northern Africa, all the way to India.
啊，不久之后他去世了。
And not long after that, he died.
啊，去世的时候只不过是三十多岁。
And when he died, he was just in his 30s.
啊，中国古代历史里面有一位王叫做秦始皇。
In Chinese history, there was the first Qin emperor.
啊，他想长生不老。
He wanted to achieve immortality.
啊，最后他也去世了。
But in the end, he died.
啊，但是中国历代近代历史里面有一个人叫做毛泽东。
In recent history, there is Mao Zedong.
啊，他在1976年9月9号离开世界。
He left this world in September 9th, 1976.
Mother Teresa 在印度因犯了这个心脏病离开世界。
Mother Teresa died of heart disease in India.
啊，她去世的时候87岁。
When she died, she was 87.
那么这些人，无论是好人或者坏人，必须要面对同样的一个事实。
These people, no matter whether they were good or bad, had to face the same fact.
也就是死亡。
And that is death.
死亡，所罗门王说，是每一个人必须要面对的问题。
King Solomon says that death is a problem that every person must face.
那么对于一些不能够医治的病症，医生称他说这些是绝症。
Some illnesses that cannot be cured are called, the doctors call them terminal illnesses.
癌症在三四十年前是不容易医治的一个病症。
30 or 40 years ago, it was not easy to treat cancer.
犯上这个癌症的人大多不能够活得很久。
People who had a cancer diagnosis usually didn't live for very long.
我在念大学的时候，我认识一位从巴基斯坦来的学生。
When I was in college, I knew a fellow Pakistani student.
那他犯了这个肝癌。
He was diagnosed with liver cancer.
那么当时他才25岁。
At that time, he was only 25.
然后有一个晚上，我就跟我的室友去到医院去探访他。
One evening, I went with my roommate to the hospital to visit him.
那么抵达医院的时候，我看到医院那边有两个很大的字。
When I arrived at the hospital, I saw on the hospital there were two big words.
Cancer hospital.
Cancer hospital.
啊，就是癌症医院。所以在停车场的时候。
When we were in the parking lot,
我感受到这个死亡似乎遮盖着整座医院。
I felt like death was covering this whole hospital.
带来给人那种绝望感。
And it gave people a sense of despair.
那死亡确实给人带来那种绝望感。
Death definitely gives us all a sense of despair, hopelessness.
所以这个虚空的人生第二点,
the second point about this life of vanity.
所罗门王说出就是说第二点就是享受和欢乐。
The second point that Solomon talks about is enjoyment and pleasure.
虽然我们人生的路程里面有很多事情我们都不确定。
Even though in our lives there are so many things we can't be certain about.
但是死亡是很肯定的。
But death is a certainty.
死亡是每一个人不能够逃避的一个现实。
It's a fact that no one can escape.
人生的生命只不过是短短的七八十年，就如诗篇九十篇所说。
Just as it said in Psalm 90, our lives are a short 70 or 80 years.
也好像雅各书所说，好像云雾一样。
And also as James said, like a vapor.
不久就会消逝掉。
After a short time, it vanishes.
那么在这个短短的日子里面，我们应当怎么做？
So in these short years that we have, what should we do?
所以在传道书第九章第四节到第十节， 所罗门王一个从没有神的一个角度来看这个问题。
In Ecclesiastes 9 verses 4 to 10, Solomon takes the point of view of a person who does not have God to look at this question.
所以在第四节他说，一切活人相连的那人还有指望，因为活着的狗比死了的狮子更强。
For whoever is joined with all the living, there is hope. Surely a live dog is better than a dead lion.
一只死去的狮子是没有什么用途的。A
dead lion is useless.
换句话说，无论一个人他地位多么高。
In other words, no matter how high a person's position is,
多么有势力,
no matter how much power he has,
有多么的, 多么多的财富,
no matter how much wealth,
但是如果没有生命是没有用的,
if they don't have life, it's all useless.
然后因此他说, 一只活着的狗比一个死去的狮子来得好。
And so he said, surely a live dog is better than a dead lion.
因此一个活着的人比一个死去的人来得好。
And so it's better to be a living person than one who's dead.
至少他有指望。
At least a living person has hope.
这里的指望是指这个今生的指望。
The hope talked about here is the hope for this life.
一个没有神的人，他的指望就是今生的指望。
A person who is without God only has hope for this life.
没有神的人一般都会以这个物质的享受来填满他这个空虚的心灵。
A person without God usually tries to use material enjoyment, enjoyment of material things to fill his empty heart.
新墨西哥州有不少的赌场。
There are a lot of casinos in New Mexico.
其实有不少的国家也有赌场。
Many countries have casinos.
除了赌场, 另外的一个赌的方法就是买彩票。
In addition to casinos, another gambling method is buying lottery tickets.
买彩票的人希望能够中奖发一笔横财。
People who buy lottery tickets want to get some easy money.
一般上买彩票的人都不是很有钱的人。
Usually people who buy lottery tickets don't have a lot of money.
他们的收入不多。
Their income is pretty low.
希望中奖之后能够发一笔横财。
They hope that after they win, they'll get a big pile of easy money.
能够享受人生。
And they can enjoy life.
这个是他们的指望。
This is their hope.
所以所罗门王在这个第五节到第七节这么说。
So Solomon says in verses 5 and 6.
他说活着的人知道必死，死了的人毫无所知，也不再得赏赐，他们的名无人纪念。
For the living know they will die, but the dead do not know anything, nor have they any longer a reward, for their memory is forgotten.
他们的爱，他们的恨，他们的嫉妒早都消灭了，在日光之下所行的一切事上，他们永不再有份了。
Indeed, their love, their hate, and their zeal have already perished, and they will no longer have a share in all that is done under the sun.
你只管去欢欢喜喜吃你的饭，心中快乐喝你的酒，因为神已经悦纳你的作为。
Go then, eat your bread in happiness and drink your wine with a cheerful heart, for God has already approved your works.
所罗门王说，既然人要面对这个死亡，
Solomon said that since we must face death,
不如活个痛快吧。
Why not have a good time?
他也说，人死后会被人忘记的。
He also said that after we die, we're forgotten.
也没有人会纪念他们。
No one will remember you.
他们的经历，无论是爱恨嫉妒，都会消失掉。
No matter whether their experience was love, hate, or zeal, it will all be gone.
既然如此，人应当去享受这个短暂的日子。
Since it is this way, we should enjoy this short life that we have.
所罗门还说，在这个短暂的日子里面，你应当与你的妻子好好地去过日子。
He also said that during this short life of vanity, we should enjoy our lives with the wife that we love.
凡在你手上能够所做的。
And whatever your hand finds to do.
应当尽量的去做。
Do it with all your might.
因为有一天死亡将会临到你的身上。
Because one day death will come upon you.
一般的人都很想早一点退休。
Most people want to retire a little bit earlier.
或者等待那个退休的日子到来。
And they're waiting for the day of retirement.
退休后不必上班。
After retirement, they don't have to go to work anymore.
去旅游，去享受人生，多么好。
They can go out and go on vacation and enjoy life.
这是一般人所期望的。
This is what most people wish for.
有人说退休后能够好好的去享这个清福。
People think that after retirement they can live in ease and comfort.
但是享受这个清福的日子不会很长的。
But these days of ease and comfort won't be very long.
因为死亡一天有一天要临到。
Because death will come one day.
所以所罗门王从这个没有神的人的一个眼光来看这个人生死的问题。
So Solomon looks at the problems of life from the point of view of a person who does not have God.
他说既然死亡是很肯定的。
He said that since death is certain.
人应当欢欢喜喜地去享受他的人生。
People ought to go out and enjoy their lives.
这个是没有神的人他们的看法。
This is the view of a person without God.
在我还没信耶稣之前，我的看法也是一样。
Before I believed in Jesus, my view was the same.
我知道人这个生命短短的几十年。
I knew that our lives were just a short few decades.
很快就会过去。
And would pass away quickly.
那因此我必须要珍惜我的光阴。
And so I wanted to treasure my time.
好好的读书，有好的成就。
And study hard, have lots of success.
以后可以去享受人生。
And after that, I could enjoy life.
后来我信了耶稣之后，我的人生观完全的改变过来。
After I believed in Jesus, my point of view about life changed.
基督徒对人生死的问题应当是有不同的看法。
Christians ought to have a different view about life.
那保罗在哥林多 前书第十五章谈到耶稣基督和人从死里复活的事情。
Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 talks about the resurrection of Jesus and of man.
因为有人说没有这个从死里复活的事情。
Because some people said that there was no resurrection.
因此保罗在15章告诉他们说。
And so Paul in chapter 15 said,
若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是谎然，你们所信的也是谎然。
And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain. Your faith is also in vain.
然后在17节他说，基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们乃在罪里。
In verse 17 it said, And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless. You are still in your sins.
然后在19节他说，我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
And then in verse 19 it says, If we have hoped in Christ in this life only, we are of all men most to be pitied.
那保罗说，如果没有复活，我们的指望只是今生的指望。
So Paul said that if there is no resurrection, our hope is only for this life.
然后我们比世人更可怜。
And we are even more pitiable than non-Christians.
不如吃个痛快。
And so, we ought to eat and drink and be merry.
你知道哪里有很多东西吃呢？
Do you know where there's a lot of things to eat?
到马来西亚去。
In Malaysia.
你可以在那边吃个痛快，喝个痛快。
In Malaysia, you can eat and drink and be merry.
因为明天就要死了。
Because tomorrow you may die.
所以保罗在这里从一个有永恒盼望者的眼光来看人生死的问题。
So Paul, looks from the point of view of a person who has eternal hope.
他的看法跟所罗门的看法是相对的。
His view and Solomon's view are opposites.
一个有永恒盼望的人不应当以这个今生的生命而活。
A person who has eternal hope should not live just for this life.
而是为了来生的生命而活。
He should live for the next life.
虚空的生命，第三点。
The third point about a life of vanity.
是不定的生命。
Is the uncertainty of life.
所罗门王说，死亡是很肯定的。
Solomon said that death is certain.
是不能够避免的。
It cannot be avoided.
那么既然如此，当活着的时候，应当为今生努力。
And since it's this way, while we're living, we should work hard in this life.
去享受这个人生的乐趣。
Enjoy everything the life has to offer.
至少当死亡临到的时候。
And when death comes.
已经尝试到以这个物质来，物质的享受来满足我们这个空虚的心灵。
When death comes, we will have tried to use material things and enjoyment to fill our hearts.
所以在11节他这么说。
In verse 11 he said,
我又转念见日光之下，快跑的未必能赢，力战的未必得胜，滋味的未必得粮食，明智的未必得资财，灵巧的未必得喜悦，所临到众人的是在乎当时的机会。
I again saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, and the battle is not to the warriors, and neither is bread to the wise, nor wealth to the discerning, nor favor to men of ability, for time and chance overtake them all.
所罗门王说，一个有智慧和有才干的人。
Solomon said that a person with wisdom and ability.
不一定能够带给他成就。
Will not necessarily have success.
这不是一个方程式啊，才干加上这个智慧就等于成功。
It's not an equation. Ability plus wisdom equals success.
他说有些人成功是因为当时的机会。
He said that some people have success because of chance.
是因为当时他处在一个合适的时机里面。
Because they were at the right place to get that chance.
所罗门王在传道书第三章已经说过，每一件事情的发生都有它的时间。
Solomon already talked about in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 that everything has its time.
所以机会这个两个字跟这个事情的发生是有关系的。
So chance and the occurrence of event of an event have a relationship.
机会跟赌没有关系的。
Chance is not a gamble.
有人说我得到这份工作是因为我正好在一个合适的时候还有这个地方。
Some people say the reason I got this job is because I was at the right place at the right time.
但是对于基督徒来说，一件事情的发生不是运气或者机会。
But Christians know that something that happens is not because of luck or chance.
而是因为神在掌权。
It's because of the providence of God.
神在每一个基督徒的身上都有他的安排。
God has His plan for the life of every Christian.
因此我们必须要相信神的带领。
So we must trust in God's guidance.
那所罗门王又说，一个人不要对人生太过有信心。
Solomon also said that a person should not have too much faith in life.
他说人不能够保证明天会发生什么事情。
He said that we cannot guarantee that something will happen tomorrow.
因为人没有办法预测将来所要发生的事情。
Because no one has the ability to predict what will happen.
所以在十二节他说，原来人也不知道自己的定期，鱼被恶网圈住。 鸟被网罗抓住，祸患突然临到的时候，世人陷在其中，也是如此。
Moreover, man does not know his time. Like fish caught in a treacherous net and birds trapped in a snare, so the sons of men are ensnared in an evil time when it suddenly falls on them.
人不知道什么事情在什么时候会发生在他的身上。
No one knows what will happen and at what time it will happen in their lives.
就好像这个被捕的鱼或者这个鸟一样。
Just like the fish caught in a net or the bird captured.
不知道什么时候这个灾祸会临到他们的身上。
They don't know what time disaster will fall upon them.
换句话说, 人不能够掌控, 要发生的事情。
In other words, we cannot control what will happen.
没有人知道明天如何。
No one knows what tomorrow will be like.
所以在雅各书第四章说,
So in James chapter 4 it said,
Hi, 你们有话说, 今天, 明天, 我们要往某城里去, 在那里住一年, 做买卖得利, 这句话, 通常很多人都会这样做。
Come now, you who say, Today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit. And this is something that people often say.
其实明天如何你们还不知道。
Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow.
你们的生命是什么呢? 你们原来是一片云雾出现少时就不见了。
You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away.
有些人对将来很有信心, 我说这个信心是属世的信心。
A lot of people have a lot of faith in the future. This is a worldly faith.
计划得很好。
They make big plans.
但是雅各说明天如何没有人知道。
But James says that no one knows what tomorrow will bring.
那因此不要为将来来夸口。
And so we should not boast about the future.
而既然人不能够预测将来所要发生的事情。
Since man cannot predict what will happen in the future.
雅各说我们应当顺服神的旨意。
James said we should obey God's will.
你们只当作主若愿意，我们就可活着，也可以做这事或者做那事。Instead,
you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and also do this or that.
没有人知道明天会发生什么事情。No
one knows what will happen tomorrow.
死亡是每一个人都必须要面对的一个问题。
Death is a problem that every person must face.
而且是很肯定的。
And it's a certainty.
那么既然如此, 我们应当, 你信耶稣的人应当怎么做?
And since it's this way, those of us who believe in Jesus, how should we live?
我们应当看所罗门王在传道书第十二章最后写那句。
We should see what Solomon said at the very last verse.
他说, 既然这些东西我已经跟你们讲好了,
Since I've already talked about all these things with you,
他说最重要的就是敬畏神，遵守他的诫命。
He said the most important thing is to fear the Lord and to follow His commandments.
让我们安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let's quiet our hearts and come before the Lord to think upon today's message. Yes, the life of a person who does not have God is empty. Because he's just working and laboring for this short lifetime.
啊，这个就是所罗门王在传道书所说的虚空的生命。
This is the life of vanity that Solomon talks about in Ecclesiastes.
我不晓得你的生命是如何。
I don't know what your life is like.
你是否是活在一个虚空的生命里面？
Whether or not you're living a life of vanity.
只有一个在主耶稣里的人。
Only a person who believes in Jesus.
他的生命才是不虚空的。
Only a person who believes in Jesus has a life that's not empty.
不虚空的生命就是一个敬畏神、遵守神诫命的生命。
A full life is one where we follow, we worship God and follow His commandments.
让我们听今天所传的话语。
May we hear the words that were preached today.
亲爱的天父上帝，求你帮助我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, please help us.
求你帮助我们不要活在一个虚空的生命里面。
Help us not to live a life of emptiness.
求主帮助我们应当活在耶稣基督里面的生命。
Help us to live a life in Jesus Christ.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.